listen to the radio. The other night in bed, I'd been singing on the road somewhere, feeling about half dead. The announcer took a phone call from a woman as she cried. She told of love and happiness and how it up and died. There was something in her story, and I guess caught my ear. I imagine how it must have felt to carry all those years. How a moment's indiscretion had produced a little life, and a 15-year-old mother who was made to sacrifice. There ensued a bitter battle as her folks became enraged. They would let her bring him in the world until a couple came who would give his child a kind of life that wouldn't need repair. But it broke the heart and spirit of this frightened little girl. She told of how she talked to him, felt his kicking feet, and how she sang him lullabies to put herself to sleep. And when he was delivered, she was not supposed to see, but she caught a glimpse of a birthmark like a heart upon his knee. And at that very moment, something shook me in my brain, as I had searched for many years to learn my real mom's name. And I threw aside the covers from my bed in that motel and stared down at my knee and the little heart I knew so well. So I called the station quickly and I learned the lady's name, and I found that her address was in this town where I was playing. So I dressed myself and drove there. I just had to go and see. And it was almost like I saw myself. And I said, "Hi, Mom, it's me." There's a truth within the story, like a tune for every song. And you never know when happenstance will help you ride along. And for some it's a beginning, and for some it's in an end. And for some it's in the living and the truth. It has to live.